What I do want to do is, and I don't normally end the program like this, but in the remaining minutes, because I've gotten a ton of email and Facebook. I don't use Facebook much. In fact, I don't use it for the as much as I should. But I did mention just before we went on the air, and I mean literally just, I think the bumper music was playing at the start of the program. Charlie Daniels was going off on In America, and I hit the return thing, and I put up a note on my Facebook page that said I was deeply saddened by the loss of my old friend, Lee Rogers. Lee and I worked together for over 7 years in for ABC in San Francisco, and he was just a real cool guy. And I sent out my sincere and heartfelt condolences to his bride, Susie, and re-quoted Edward Albee when I said that what's gained is lost. I really liked Lee Rogers for a whole variety of reasons. He was a guy's guy. He was funny. He was sardonic. He was frequently obscene. More so off the air, but he would oftentimes push the envelope on the air. I think as he got older, I actually think he got better, kind of like a wine or a cognac. Lee had, by the time I met him, had already gone well past that point of diminishing return where he really didn't give a rip what anybody thought or said about him. He really didn't. He was prepared to, you know, do what he did, the way he did it, when he wanted to do it, say what he wanted. And if you didn't agree with him, he'd argue with you about it. And in most cases, I think he enjoyed the arguments. He wasn't a guy who, you know, kind of wallowed in the adoration of talk radio where people call up and say, oh, you're wonderful and you're so smart and you're so insightful. That kind of stuff rolled off Lee's back. He really got a charge out of people who were super adversarial, some of whom were, you know, really smart or really dumb. It didn't matter. But he really, really excelled at engaging listeners. And I just like the guy. I'm really, really going to miss him. We haven't stayed in touch as much as I would have liked. He moved some years ago. Actually, before I left KSFO, I think he'd already moved to Arizona. And because of the, you know, the way technology works today, I've mentioned this frequently in the past, I've done my program from Sacramento, but it's been broadcast at various iterations in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Dallas, in Miami, in Raleigh, North Carolina, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. And all those shows, for short-term or long-term, I've pretty much done from here, in, you know, my office in Sacramento. And I started doing that when I was working for ABC in San Francisco. It started out being one day a week, and then it was a couple of days a week. And Lee, at one point, just got fed up with the Bay Area. And he really, really liked, I don't know why, but he fell in love with Arizona. He liked the desert. So Lee and Susie moved to Arizona, and he broadcast his morning show with Melanie and Officer Vic from his home in Arizona. And he did that for a long time, until eventually a change in ownership resulted in him getting his legs cut out from under him, and he was unceremoniously dumped from KSFO for when, I think it was when Cumulus first took it over. But he continued to, you know, be Lee. He still did his, you know, cruises with listeners, and he maintained a blog for a while there. And I was really sad last night. Actually, I was kind of encouraged last night. I got a call. We have a common friend, Mark Stamos, who is a engineer for Citadel in San Francisco. And he set up all Lee's stuff for him in Arizona, and he stayed in close contact with Lee and Susie. And Mark contacted me last night, just as I was going on the air, and said Lee had a aortic aneurysm and was going to be going under the knife. And it sounded bad, but I had a friend who just went through the same thing at about Lee's age, about 10 years ago, and he survived it. And I said, well, you know, it sounds bad, but as long as they get in there in time, and they basically take a Teflon sleeve and tuck it in there and sew it up, and, you know, take a while for him to recover. But he's a crusty old goat. He'll bounce back. Sadly, he didn't. I got the word this morning from Susie via Mark that despite the efforts of, I think there were like 100 people in the operating room, Maybe that was, you know, post-mortem exaggeration or hyperbole by Lee. I don't know. But there were a bunch of people in the operating room, but it, unfortunately, Lee passed away. So right now, Lee and another friend of ours are up in heaven looking down on us and probably ragging on us for doing something wrong. So when I sent the word out today about the passing of Lee Rogers and how it genuinely is a loss for a lot of us, I was reminded by a couple of different people that another KSFO alum, Cynthia Oatey, passed away 13 years ago today. I can't believe it was 13 years. Cynthia was she did a financial show on KSFO, and she was a sweet lady, super smart, very successful. And she was in Puerto Vallarta vacationing with friends, and on a return flight, the plane crashed and went down off San Francisco, and she died. Young woman. I think she might have been in her 40s, very successful financial planner. And again, what's gained is loss. So today is the 13th anniversary of Cynthia Oatey. And Lee was a contributing factor to getting Cynthia going in broadcasting. He knew her through, you know, the financial stuff, but Lee encouraged a lot of people. He was, he got a lot of people started, and he brought a lot of people back into the fold. And again, what is gained is loss, and we sincerely will miss the laughter, the sarcasm, and the obscenities of Lee Rogers. Meanwhile, don't forget that knowledge is power, if you take that knowledge and you do something with it, because then, frankly, only then, you can become part of a solution instead of part of the apathetic problem. And if you do that, as we hope and pray you will, then you too can and should be a champion.